Hello everyone, welcome back to the Big Kids Feelings Podcast. Today is, October, it's actually February the 2nd, 2021, and I just wanted to go over a recap of yesterday. Yesterday, my 17-year-old, who is now a junior, had his first official meeting with his college counselor or college advisor. And some of the things that they, this was a meeting for the both of them. I wasn't included, but because my son is currently doing virtual school because of COVID, I decided to keep him home. They had to do it via Zoom. So, obviously, I was able to hear the conversation. I did not participate in the conversation. The only time I even attempt to do something was to give him some little notepads, because during the conversation, some of the things that he participated in or his extracurricular activities, I noticed that he couldn't recall everything. So I would hand him a notepad, a piece of paper, to remind him of some of the things that he would be adding to his college applications that he couldn't call off the bat in the meeting with her. Because there was a lot of, stuttering and second guessing himself. And to be quite honest, my son has had speech therapy up until the time he started this prep school. His ninth grade, freshman year. Prior to that, he attended nothing but public schools. And because of his speech, he had, he was in the gifted program, but he also had the additional program where he was taking speech therapy every day at school. So sometimes he's not able to communicate effectively. Sometimes he speed talk and his words can get all jumbled up and a little confusing. So that's where I have to come in to help him. So some of the questions she was asking him, they went over his transcript from the ninth up until the 11th grade. And she was explaining to him about what colleges wanted to see. They wanted to see growth. And he's been showing growth ever since he started. So at this point, and then she also went over the applications he submitted for the summer programs this summer, and there were some recommendations she was asking him. Did the teachers complete the recommendations? She wanted to do a follow-up, explain to him that she needed him to complete a recommendation form for each program. So far, he's completed three programs we applied for this summer. We applied for the University of Chicago summer program. We applied for the MIT summer program. We also applied for the Harvard summer program. There were some other ones, but it was past the deadline. And then I didn't want to put additional pressure on him because of his class loads with these AP courses. And then he needs to make sure, you know, he has a certain amount of, his GPA is at a certain level for some of the schools he wants to apply for. Two, she did go over, the college list, the Reed schools, the safety schools, and also the other schools. So I did hear her discuss that with him. Right now he's going back and forth. He loves science and he loves math. Initially he wanted to go into engineering, but the last few weeks, he made a decision that he wanted to go into neuroscience. So, and they were going over his schedule for his senior year. So, Initially, he was going to be taking physics AP, but she said if he wants to go in the neuroscience route, he might want to take something, a different science class. So I think it has to do with something with biology. I forgot the exact name. So she left it at that. And then she asked him, you know, does he want to be in the city? Does he want to be, you know, like the suburbs, the city? What type of area? He was like, he didn't care. My preference is to keep him in the Northeast because I don't want to be on a different time zone than my young children. I do have my son who's at USC film school, but he's graduating in May. So if he's out in California, I don't have anybody else to reach out to if something happens. And then it's like a 5-hour flight from Florida to California. And then you got to think about the time difference. So that's my main area of concern. But I'll deal with that as we go along. If he gets into a very good school and the the scholarship and the financial aid package is right, I will reconsider everything, you know. So she went over that with him. She went over, you know, different types of schools. She's going to come up with a list for him. She advised him to continue to work hard and do very well in his class because the school he attends, they're on like a 5.0 scale when it comes to the GPA. So he'll get a final weighted GPA at the end of this semester. So she asked him, you know, she informed him to please just continue working hard so you can boost up your GPA. She discussed optional and test optional schools, and depending on what schools he would like to attend and their requirements, they'll make a decision whether he should go, he should submit his test scores or not. She did ask him what is he studying for the SATs and what is he using to study for the SAT, and he provided her with the name of the book and also the site that he's using. She did inform him that he could not complete his University of Chicago summer program application because he just took the PSAT on the January the 26th, so he has to wait on those scores. What else did she discuss? She also discussed his next meeting, which his next meeting will probably be in March, sometime in March. I usually try, so in this meeting will be for him and his parent. So I know he's taking the SAT and the ACT in March. He's taking it at his school. So, but I don't think the scores will be in by then. But she informed him that, you know, he still have the whole year, you know, to look into, you know, to take the test. So he has some time here to continue studying and working hard. Because if he has to, he can take it his senior year, but she wants him to be in a position where he's done with test taking, hopefully by the time they start applying for colleges in the fall. So that's where we at with that. What else? What else did she discuss? She discussed, he initially had a list because his first, the route he was initially looking to take was the engineering route, but now he's thinking about neuroscience. So she wants him to go search for, you know, some very good STEM schools so we could come up with a list. And he's always wanted to take physics AP, and now he's not sure, you know, because he's 17. And if you really think about it, at 17, sometimes you know what you want to do from a very young age, and sometimes you don't. So me personally, I'm going to encourage him to stay on the engineering route for now and just stay focused on that. You know, there's some schools where he can double major. I would say the focus now is to get into a good school where they have a very, you know, excellent STEM program. You know, because you could always go in undecided and just decide your major. And then she also said she was going to email him a website where he can go and look at, you know, different careers having to do with, you know, the medical field and engineering. So I'm hoping we can look at that and we could kind of come down to something that he wants to do. But if not, he's only 17. So he knows he loves science, math, and mathematics. So going in undecided, I don't think it's going to kill him. I think the point is to make sure he gets into a college with a very good science STEM program. So that's what we're focusing on now. What else did she go over? I think that's it for now. So today I'm going to follow up with him. Well, last night, we also applied for this other program because I'm hoping to have him apply to Questbridge because they also have an excellent program. And then if he gets accepted by Questbridge, he would know way before some of his peers what school he going into, and he doesn't have to go through the whole school application process. I might still allow him to go through the process because of the scholarship program in Florida. But God, I forgot the name of the scholarship program in Florida, where depending on your GPA, your test scores, you can get like half of your tuition paid or the full tuition paid. If you decide, like if you go away and you decide the school that you went away to is not for you, come back to Florida, you still go to Florida colleges and, you know, get practically a full ride depending on your GPA and test scores. And it stays, so it's not something that disappears. You just got to make sure it's in the system. You apply, your transcript, your school's provided them with everything. So that portion, I still might allow him to go through just in case if he end up going to school out of state and he's not happy at that school, because it does happen. So I think that's where we at right now. And I'll continue to keep you guys updated. If I come across anything new or any information, I'll let you know. So this weekend, we're just going to start working on the college list. And also, I'm going to work on some of his extracurricular activities that he might not recall. I think this summer, the one thing that my son has not had is like a job. But, you know, she asked him, did he work? You know, anywhere. And he did not, because I mostly wanted him to focus on his grades. I mean, he did stuff outside of the house, like work on cars and stuff like that. So I think what I'm going to do this summer, after the semester is over, maybe have him find a little summer job. But the last posting I seen for a city, the deadline had passed, but with COVID, it might be a little more difficult to find a summer job this summer. But I'm going to try to see what's out there as something else he can put on his college applications. Or I think there's some individuals running for, I don't know if it's mayor or commissioner down in Miami. I might look into that to have him do some volunteer work. It all depends. It all depends. I'm just going to try my best to have him do some more things. And we're going to go over his story, because I think a lot of time, especially with low-income children, sometimes I think it's a thing where if they attend like a very elite school, that they might be ashamed to really tell their story. And I have to let them know, you have to tell your story. It is your story. You should not be ashamed of your story when it comes to applying for college. Your story and your story alone will make you stand out. So you should not be ashamed of anything that we have gone through as a family. You know, from you being in speech therapy to you losing your dad at 12 and having a difficult time dealing with it, to watching your mom bust her tail, hustle and bustle, put you and your brothers through private schools, you know, you have to tell your story, and it's your story, and you should be proud of it, because you have gone, we have gone through a lot, and you've come very far, and you've only done this because of you. So that's another thing, because, you know, you think your child have enough sense to really tell people their story, and sometimes they don't. So that's another thing I have to review with him, and make sure he tells his truth and his story. And don't try to sugarcoat it because you're ashamed, or, you know, you're listening to your peers. Your peers' stories are their stories, and your story is your story. And be proud of it, because it took a lot to get you to this point. So this is where we're at right now. As we continue this process, I will be updating you guys. If I come across any new information or any information that might help some listeners, I'll provide that also. I think a good website to check out as far as optional and optional testing is, I believe it's called fairtest.org. Please don't quote me on that. I would have to look at it and confirm that. But I believe that's what the website is. And every year, more schools are being added to that. But you also want to tell your children, if all these schools are going, I think part of the reason is because of COVID, that more schools are going the test optional route. So don't tell your children not to study for the SATs because in the ACT, because they can decide to bring it back fully. So just be careful and tell them to please focus on their GPA, not to let that go, especially now that the way that things are going with, you know, this test optional stuff. That means it's going to be a lot more focus on grades and extracurricular activities. So thank you for listening. That's all I could think of now. Nothing written down. And I'll check you guys out on the next episode. Peace out. Have a good one. Bye.